It is Oscar time, when movie buffs gather around their televisions to critique the gowns on the red carpet and cheer for their favorite Hollywood stars.
And the Oscar goes to Meryl Streep, the Iron Lady.
That was the announcement last year for the winner in the Best Actress category, a fan favorite unlikely to ever slip into Oscar oblivion. But plenty of other categories have done just that. For example, did you know that in Oscar's early years, there was a separate category for Best Dance Direction and another for Best Performance by a Juvenile? Those are just two of the categories that have been discontinued by the Academy. And for more on this, we spoke with Matt Achety. He is editor-in-chief of the movie website Rotten Tomatoes. And we started off asking him for a little history about that category for juveniles.
They gave this award out infrequently from 1934 to 1960, and only 12 people got them. If you look at the names, it is pretty standard who's who of younger actors at the time. Shirley Temple, Mickey Rooney, Deanna Durbin, Judy Garland, Haley Mills. And they weren't tied to a specific film. It was more tied to a body of work over the course of that year.
So I'm looking through the list of the discontinued Oscar categories. Best Original Musical or Comedy Score.
This one came out because Alan Menken and his lyricist partner, Howard Ashman, had been winning Best Score consistently for that Disney animation renaissance that started with The Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin. But the Academy had seen that basically Menken was winning all these awards, and they thought, well, okay, we need to be able to also give it to people, you know, our stalwarts like John Williams and John Barry and Elmer Bernstein and James Horner. So they split them back off, and for about 4 years, you saw movies like Emma and The Full Monty and Shakespeare in Love win that award.
Okay, last question, and dream big here, Matt. If you could create any Oscar category, what would it be?
I would like them to split out best film between best drama and best comedy. I would like to see them to do that with both the films and with the acting.
Because the poor comedic actors and the films, they never win, right? Or
consistently,
rarely.
Consistently. You know, the Academy likes to vote for the important artistic film. And I would like to see them do what a lot of other organizations do and separate out the performances between comedies and dramas. I think that that would be really exciting.
Matt Achety, he is editor-in-chief of the movie website Rotten Tomatoes. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
This is NPR News.